I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, March 22nd. For much of human history, the daily progression of time was entirely a local concern. It makes sense, since people essentially remained local. Starting about 3,500 years ago, both ancient Egyptians and Babylonians used the sun and its shadow to mark the passage of time during the day, the forerunners of the sundial. The Greeks created a number of sundials, which also accounted for the differences from winter to summer. Although mechanical clocks entered the picture in the 10th century, it wasn't until the 17th century that pendulum clocks replaced them for accuracy. Even then, the time was set to local noon, calibrated from the sun's midday position. This still worked fine through the early 1800s. Then came the train. For the first time, people could travel far enough and fast enough that telling time accurately became very complicated. Early train systems were fraught with danger because train schedules were local, but trains were coming from increasingly greater distances. This led to the creation of standardized time, with time zones divided into 24 relatively evenly spaced zones across the globe. Have you ever noticed a figure eight of the sun on a globe or map? We'll explain Friday on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.